T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cheers, too. We have a $50 gift certificate. Funky Buddha Brewery. They're in Oakland Park between, Oakland Park and Commercial. Yes. Yeah, on Dixie.
Right by the railroad track.
Great food, great beer. Oh, they've got their 6th anniversary coming up.
June 1st.
Big party on June 1st.
11:30 a.m. to midnight.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
This is just June 5th.
No. Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Well, is it June 1st or is it May, June 5th?
Just June 1st.
Okay. You sure it's not May, June 5th?
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Nobody showed up to that appearance.
Sure. I mean, it's hard to make time on May, June 5th.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
And what time is it at?
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon. Is 12 to noon p.m.?
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon p.m.
Bro, they didn't have a large budget.
Right. So just there for the briefest of
12
time.
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon p.m.
We had to make it.
Does Local 10 say you're doing well in your broadcast job? Or
I don't know how they're going to spin the story. They interviewed me like they were excited.
12
to noon p.m.
Anyway, you have a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha. If you win Cheers 2, we'll go around the room, tell you who we're giving Cheers to. Then we'll go to the phone lines here. All the phone lines are busy, so I'm not giving out the number. I'm giving Cheers to Mr. T. Mr. T, I pity the fool who does not wish Mr. T a happy birthday today, 67 years old. And I remember when Mr. T came on the radar, you guys will remember this. This was in the 80s or 70s. I remember as a kid watching a TV show called World's Toughest Bouncers.
Really?
And they had this, it was like a sports competition. They had different bouncers from across the country, and there was one guy who stood out. Because he had all the necklaces and a mohawk, and his name was Mr. T. That's how all of a sudden everybody was talking about. You know, there were 3 channels back then, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he won the contest, World's Toughest Bouncer.
And are you looking that up? That's what started his career.
That's what made him famous.
I did not know.
Yeah, this little TV show. See if you can find that. I'm curious what year that was. I remember being a little kid. I was probably 16 years old. But it was World's Toughest Bouncer. He was a bouncer in Chicago. And he was the breakout star on this show. It was like a 1-hour show or a 2-hour show. He was the breakout star. And I remember everyone talking about it the next day. No one had ever seen, like, mohawks weren't in and jewelry from, you know, I mean, he was decked out.
Gaudy.
Like
gaudy
the feather
jewelry.
Earrings and stuff.
1980. He was discovered by Sylvester Stallone on that show.
Oh, yeah. And then Stallone put him in Rocky III.
Yep. It looks like it.
That's what started his career.
Yes, yeah. So I was 11 years old, 1980. I was 11 years old. Everyone watched that show. Like, it was, I don't know why everyone watched that show, but there was no Netflix.
No Hulu.
So I give cheers to Mr. T, but it gives us an excuse to play Mr. T singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A 1, a 2, a 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Oh, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the all-ball game.
1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game. Happy birthday, Mr. T. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to Rob Pelinka. The longer I hear about this Magic Johnson story, the more information we get about this Magic Johnson story. Rob Pelinka's not in the wrong. Magic Johnson wasn't working. He took a figurehead job.
Boss, he ain't working.
Boss, he ain't working. He wasn't doing anything. He's walking around smiling at people, shaking hands, and Rob was doing all the legwork, and he got tired of it. So I'm going to work 365 days a year, and this big smiley bastard's going to come in 6 days a year and tell me who's hired, who's fired, who's getting this, who are we going to pick up. He doesn't work here. He's a figurehead. He has an office. Fill his office up with peanuts. Packing peanuts. Fill him up. He's not here. I'm on Rob's side. Cheers to Rob Pelinka for calling out a figurehead. I know he's a great basketball player. Michael Jordan's not a good executive. You can go through the list of athletes that try to transition into the coaching or management side. Rob Pelinka, I want your cheers too, because Magic's not good at his job.
Okay.
All right.
Valero, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm going to give my cheers to not a person, but a horse, Bod Express. Did you see the Preakness on Saturday?
Is that the one that rode without the jockey?
Yeah, so he jumps off the jockey or off the gate and ran the whole race and finished. So who needs a jockey anymore? I'm going to give it to Bod Express.
Okay, there you go.
Not a bad idea. Let's wait.
And he didn't come in last.
If you had 14 horses there running without jockeys, it would be a demolition derby.
It works for dogs.
Right, but they've got Rusty. That's the fake rabbit. Here comes Rusty.
You can't throw a little something. What a kid.
I don't think it works that way.
Horses like salt licks.
Yeah, I don't think that works that way.
Throw an old salt lick out
salt
front.
Salt lick on a stick.
Yeah, and here comes Salty.
You ever seen dog racing, Valero?
No, where would I see that?
At the dog track.
Yeah.
Where's that?
There's one here in Miami. There's one in West Palm. There's dog tracks all over the place.
Yeah, I've never gone to a dog track.
Well, I know. That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
what
but you sound so, like, surprised that I didn't go see a dog race. I don't even know if there's a dog track around here.
I wasn't surprised. I asked you, had you ever gone to see a dog race? And you responded with, where would I see that? Like, it was, I'd asked you if you'd gone to Mars.
Yeah, I've never been, so where would I see that?
Right next to the unicorns and mermaids.
At the dog track, which is 10 minutes from here.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought that was a horse track.
There's horse tracks as well in our area.
Do they run in the same thing?
No.
Okay, then. Where would I see a dog track?
Am I missing something here? Have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
No. Where would I go see a drive-in movie?
At the drive-in! And they have drive-ins. There's one at the swap shop.
Actually, I have been. I've been to that one.
Boy, he is just...
He's special.
But what?
But I didn't express surprise that you'd never been to a dog race. I literally asked, have you ever been to a dog race? I was surprised at your response. Where would I see one?
The dog track.
I don't know. The dog track. Weird.
Is it still legal? Weren't they trying to make it illegal?
There's been attempts, but no, it's still legal.
Oh, it's illegal? I'm not going
to
watch it.
Yeah, no, it's not
they
illegal.
Tried to. I enjoy it. I've been. I enjoy dog racing.
Here comes Rusty. Love that.
I thought it was
your
Johnny.
Part?
What?
Here comes Johnny.
No, well, here's Johnny, but not here comes Rusty is the fake rabbit that keeps the dog's attention.
Yeah.
All right.
And then when they finish the race, because Rusty stops, they all jump at Rusty. All right, let me go to the phone calls. Man, you got me all hot there. On line one here, giving the first cheers to today is Dat Boy Durr.
Dat Boy Durr.
That boy Durr. You're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
I pity the fool that doesn't respect that boy there.
That boy there. Like it.
I give cheers to people that don't call tow truck drivers on me. Every morning I get my car towed. I'll slap a tow truck driver.
Why do you get constant tow trucks sent to your car?
They're fixing the road by my townhome, and I can't get in, so everybody parks on the outside. And they always tow my big truck.
Man, that's just wrong. So cheers to the people that don't.
But are you parking illegal, though?
Hold on, I put them on hold. Are you parking illegally, or everyone's doing it?
Hey, everyone parks along the grass, and I'm the only one.
I had
every day.
That's terrible. I had that once in college. I lived in a second floor apartment, and I had parked like he did. There were no spots, so I just kind of parked on the grass. My right hand to God, I'm watching TV with Jim Frivola. Yeah. I'm watching TV, and I see out the window my car going by with a tow truck attached to it. I go, hey, there goes my car. Terrible feeling. Don, you're on 560 WQAM.
Howdy, boys.
Hello.
I want to give cheers to Crowder.
Hey.
A couple of weeks ago, he was at a dolphin function at the camp, and a bunch of little kids, and our two nephews were there, and he took time with them. He was playing catch with them. He signed an autograph. and it was Sammy and Charlie, and he was good to them and had a great time with them, and now we got two white boys that want dreads in the family.
Tell them lock them up, baby.
They had a great time. They loved it, and he handled them like you'd expect him to handle a situation like that with kids.
He is.
I really appreciate what he did.
Well, he's,
and also, I want to tell Craig, I used to work with your dad about 30 years ago in a mortgage business. How's Big Randy doing?
Big Randy fishes every day. Big and Randy makes guacamole.
Big Randy was in the mortgage business?
It had to be in what, Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa?
Yeah, it was up in Palm Beach County.
Oh, okay. So it must have been a bigger, because I don't think he never did it down here, but yeah. No, bro, with all the crazy stuff I talk about Randy, the guacamole, I make some guacamole. Randy has some crazy degree from Penn State. He's an intelligent dude. He's just crazy.
Crowder tells us about his dad. I've met his dad. He's a real nice guy. But, man, the stories Crowder has told us. But right now, he's at a stage in his life where he likes to make guacamole. And he believes that it's the best guacamole ever.
It's
an elixir for anything, right?
Yep.
He'll bring the guacamole.
It makes you feel better if you're sick. It's a gift. Hey, Dad, we have to go to this graduation party. You know, our nephew's graduating. You want to come? Oh, yeah, I'm making some guacamole. Dad, I think you get more gift cards. Like, people do gift cards for graduation. No, guacamole. That's what he wants. But he isn't. Like, I tell the story, and Randy does have a funny cadence to his speech. But he's smart. He's smart as hell. He's just crazy. It's kind of like, you know what? Honestly, it's like me. Everybody's surprised by, damn, you're kind of intelligent. I'm like, yeah. I just crazy. Hell.
I'll bring the guacamole.
Yeah, they know the guacamole. That's what I'm getting.
Tony, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, Crowder, did you give those kids a chillin'?
Chillin'.
Hey, man, they all have messed up my automatic responses now because they've called me out so many times.
All right, listen. The burden of carrying a student loan is huge on people, sometimes for decades. So my cheers, too, is going to Robert F. Smith. He's a billionaire who just at Morehouse College paid off the entire 2019 student loan. Their graduating class paid everybody's student loan off. Robert Smith.
That is awesome. It is an amazing story. When you said, I'm giving cheers to Rob, I was certain it was going to be Robert Smith. And you said, Rob Belinka, you jackass. I was certain that it was Robert Smith. I was almost going to feed it to you before the segment started. But yeah, that guy definitely deserves cheers, too.
That's amazing. Did you see it?
I saw it. It was unbelievable. Did you see the guy behind him? Whose eyes get wide, like, yeah. I mean, it was, the only thing, I'm not pouring water on it because it's as generous as any kind of philanthropic effort I've ever seen. But what if you're a student that worked his ass off with three jobs because you didn't want to take a student loan and your suite mate goofed off, went to the club when he had the rent due, and he just got his student loans taken care of?
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'm not throwing water on it.
No, just, great. Because they wanted to be at $40 million.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so it's great, but no, I'm with you on that. Because some people won't take out loans.
Right.
But you didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
So.
Vinny, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, guys, great show. You make me laugh. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was in St. Pete for a concert with my 13-year-old son, sitting down waiting for the show to start, and this guy comes up to us and says, you want two tickets for the fourth row. My jaw dropped. It's the second time I've taken my son to this band's concert, and the guy floored us. I mean, fourth row from sitting in the back balcony.
What band was it?
It's a band called Dream Theater.
I don't know if I've ever heard of them or not. So what was it, someone from the band that was just upgrading you, or it was a fan?
It was a random guy. He had five tickets. He had an extra two. We saw my son and I sitting by ourselves, and he didn't even sit next to us. I don't know where he was sitting, but my son looked at me, I looked at him, and I'm like, this is really happening?
That's really cool.
Oh, my son was like, Dad, you're the rock star. I'm like, no, that guy's the rock star.
That's really cool. Got to pay it forward now. Got to pay it forward. Katie, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
So I'm giving it to Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia.
Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia. No more explanation needed. This is going to be a tough one. We got to pick a winner here. You've got number one, Dat Boy Durr. He wants to give cheers to the people that don't call the tow truck on him.
That's a tough one.
You got caller two, Don. He wants to give cheers to you, being very nice to his kids at a function. And
crowd of love the kids.
Now they want to grow dreads. Caller three, Tony. Cheers to Robert Smith. I mean, that it's hard to argue that one.
Yeah.
Caller four, Vinny. Cheers to the random stranger. Upgraded him to fourth row tickets for Dream Theater. And caller five, Katie. Cheers to Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia, a country that only Falero believes exists.
I'm torn.
I think I got to vote for Tony and Robert Smith, because I was even debating giving Robert Smith my cheers to. And that's, I mean, out of all the things on the list, that's unbelievable.
This is unanimous. You can't go away from that. $40 million. Yeah, think about what it did to those kids' lives.
Yeah.
I put them so far ahead. People are paying off student loans to what? 40?
I've got a cousin. She's going to be paying off her student loan for the rest of her life.
So think about how much would that change her life, her kids' lives?
Changes everything.
Her spouse's life. You got to give it to Robert Smith.
Yeah, it's not unanimous because I have a vote too, and I'm voting Katie. Yeah.
Okay.
Katie was two. I got to tell you, Katie was number two. I give you that.
But you only had one vote to R2, so
yeah, Katie,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the winner is Tony. Tony is going to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Congratulations. Went a little long there with cheers, too, but I think it was worth it. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.